Blog Talk Radio.
Marcianne, and welcome to the May 30th, Friday night, 21st century prayer meeting. Back in the 20th century, when you went to a prayer meeting, usually it was to ask God for things that we felt we needed or we wanted in our life. It seemed to be kind of like the only time when we could take time for ourselves and actually ask for something for ourselves. And many times in the old days, we would say at the end of our prayer, "If it be thy will, O Lord, let this be done." Because we didn't know really for sure that we could have all the desires of our heart, all of them, not just one of them, maybe. Even though the Bible does say that God will give you all the desires of your heart. But now we are moving through out of the third dimension through the fourth dimension, where all of these desires and these hopes and these dreams are. All of these desires and hopes and dreams that we wish for and we wonder about, and we find ourselves thinking about, or sometimes when we see someone else doing something, and we say, "Oh, I wish I could do that," or we see someone else who has something that we want. We say, "Oh, I wish I had that," or we look at them and we wonder, "Why do they have it, and I don't?" Or why can they do it and I can't? Because in the third dimensional life, most of our desires and our hopes and dreams just stay in that fourth dimensional realm of the etheric, in the unmanifested ether, just waiting for us, but we just couldn't find out how to get them out of the fourth dimension into the third dimension of form. Because in the fourth dimension, everything is in the realms of thoughts and feelings. So if you feel that you can't do something or you can't have something, then that's the feeling that you've put on your desire, so it can't manifest. Because in the fourth dimension, everything is absolute. If you think you can't, you can't, because there's no one in the fourth dimension of your life who's going to pat you on the back and say, "Oh, come on now, yes, you can," because the fourth dimension is just a neutral place. It takes what you say, and that's it. And the fourth dimension looks at how you feel about yourself, and they believe it. That's it. It's just going to reflect back to you what you put there. So in order to get something to manifest down out of the fifth dimension, it must go through the fourth dimension to get into the third dimension of reality where there is the form. So that's why I'm having this 21st century prayer meeting for you, because it's now the 21st century. And the 20th century, with all of its rigid Newton physics, has now been superseded by the 21st century revelation of the quantum level of physics, where nothing is set in stone, and we are the observer. And then the 20th century, with all of its manipulating religious teachings, has been superseded now by the 21st century fact that as the observer, we are in charge of everything in our life. We can create and change anything. And that 21st century patriarchal system of government and a Jesus who was something other than we are has now been superseded by the 21st century truth that there is neither male nor female in the spiritual hierarchy. And Jesus was a human being just like us who knew his connection with the source of all life and energy. And he even said that the things that he did, we can do, and greater things, well, will we do. So, welcome to the 21st century. And welcome to the Friday night 21st century prayer meeting. This is a very sacred time for us. It's a sacred space. It's a sacred place. You know, in that Broadway play, West Side Story, there was a song that says, there's a place for us, somewhere a place for us. Peace and quiet and open air wait for us. Somewhere. Somewhere there's a time for us, someday, a time for us, a time together with time to spare, time to learn, and time to care. Someday, somewhere, we'll find a new way of living, we'll find a way of forgiving, because somewhere there's a place for us. A time and a place for us. Hold my hand, because we're halfway there. Hold my hand, and I will take you there. My beloveds, someday is here now. The somewhere is here, and the somehow is now. No longer do we have to wait for our desires and our hopes and our dreams to be somewhere off someday. Hold my hand. We are here. Tonight we're going to look at the action of the Elohim of the fifth ray, which is the fifth step in manifesting what we want. It is the action of concentration. Now, the first step is the will to do, and I know that all of you now have made that decision that you are going to make one thing in your life come true, a deep desire or a fond hope or one impossible dream. And you have activated the will, the power of your will, and actually made a decision to do it. No longer hoping, no longer wishing, no longer just thinking about it. You're going to do it. And the second step to manifesting what you want is to receive from the Elohim of the second ray the golden beam of his wisdom into the pattern to help us to perceive the glory of this desire, the glory of that fond hope, the glory of your impossible dream. Because we are the glory of God. And we, when we manifest a hope or a desire or our dream, we are manifesting as the glory of God. And the third step to manifesting what you want is to begin to pour into this pattern you've received, the idea of your desire or hope or dream, all of your love. And beloved Orion, the Elohim of the third ray, helped us to get that door of our heart open and to look inside of our heart and see what needed to be cleared out of there so that only the pure energy of our love could be poured into the divine pattern of our dream. And then the Elohim of the fourth ray, Claire, showed us how the action of his purity would hold the pattern of our desire in perfection, clearing and cleansing the pattern of all ego, any idea of revenge, or I'll show you, cutting off all those polyps of hurtful actions that could harm the collective in any way, and holding to the pure and true primordial plan that your soul originally contracted to do before you ever even came here. And now tonight we're going to hear from the Elohim of the fifth ray, Vista, about the power of concentration. Because what we put our attention on is what we are going to manifest. So when you think of your desire or that hope you have or the dream you are now going to make come true, whatever it is that you have willed to do, tonight we are going to take the time to concentrate on it. Concentrate on it and nothing else. We're not going to let any other thought come in. No thought of maybe it won't happen. No thought of doubt. Because every time you have a single doubt that it might not happen, cut that off. Cut it off and hold your concentration. See the finished result. See you doing what it is you've dreamed about doing all of your life. See yourself doing it. Hold the concentration. See yourself feeling how it feels when that deep desire is now manifested. Feel what it feels like. Hold the concentration. Hold that concentration of that feeling. See and feel it as if it was actually happening this very minute. Concentrate. 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 And then any time you have any time, like if you're standing in line waiting for something or stuck in traffic or having to wait for an appointment, just take that precious time to concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. See and feel yourself doing whatever it is that you have willed to do. See and feel yourself actually doing it. Concentrate. Concentrate. This is the action of the Elohim of the fifth ray, and you can call to him. call to Vista. Call to Vista for his powers of concentration. Because the act of your concentration is the fifth step in manifesting what you want. You have the will to do it. You have the pattern revealed. You have filled it with your love. You have had it purified. And now it is time to concentrate and actually see and feel yourself actually doing it. So tonight, as each of us concentrate on our desire or that precious hope or your most impossible dream, know that each one of us is now acting as a powerhouse. Power of our concentration is generating a massive field of energy that is now filling the desire of each person here with the fullness of the energies of the Elohim of creation, the Elohim who originally made our earth and everything upon it, including ourselves, with concentration. The Elohim, each one of the Elohim is now sending you empowerment into your will and into your concentration, because it is their greatest and most intense desire to see that you manifest what it is you want. They are rooting for you. So we're going to take the rest of the time tonight to concentrate as the music plays. This music is by visionarymusic.com. It's been specifically created to activate new strands of DNA that are now available to us. So as you allow this music to feed into your cellular biology, just know that new strands of DNA are now being activated as you concentrate on your desire. Know that you're being energized now in new ways you have never experienced before. And what you have desired for so long is now much more possible. We have turned the corner, and we are moving into the new dimensions of possibilities, through the fourth dimension, into the fifth dimension of reality, where all hopes, all dreams, all desires are now possible. New codons of DNA are being created right now as we speak. New codons of biological energy are now available. You are becoming a galactic human. Just concentrate. Concentrate. See yourself feeling and doing what it is you want, what you desire, what you hope for. See your impossible dream becoming possible, and see yourself in your dream doing it. Concentrate. Concentrate. Hold fast. Never give up. Just remember, perhaps the moment you gave up was the moment right before your dream was going to manifest. Hold fast. Never give up. Concentrate.
concentrate. New codons of DNA of energy are now powering your desire, your hope, your dream. Never give up. Concentrate. Concentrate. The next moment could be the moment of manifestation. Concentrate, concentrate. See yourself doing your desire. Feel yourself living in your impossible dream. See yourself doing it. Feel how it feels. Concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. You have willed to do it. You have had the pattern revealed. You have filled it with your love. You have had it all purified. And now it is time to concentrate and concentrate and actually see and feel yourself doing it.